this episode of the Bubba and Gob Show,
we're going to talk about, I guess, the year. Well, let's talk about the year. Was it a good year? Let's
what
find
year?
Out. That the this year?
Which one?
The one that we're about to leave?
Oh, yeah. See, this doesn't even feel like it's been a year.
No, not at all.
Okay.
All right. What up, people? How are you? Fantastic.
And welcome to the Bub and Gob Show. Today. All right. Yeah. So today we're talking about what do you call it? The year and shit.
The year in review by Bub and Gobs.
So it's a special. It's been a while. It's been a long while, a few months.
Yeah, we've been I was gonna say we've been fucking lazy, but we haven't.
We've been fucking too.
We've been
not each other.
No.
The wife and the girlfriend.
See.
Me fucking my wife, not his girlfriend. This is getting confusing.
This is getting really on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're more coffee. Brought to you by coffee.
I do like coffee.
Coffee.
But because it's been so long, we're gonna do a year in review, kind of catch up and let you guys know what we've been up to. What the world's been up to, and the good, the bad, and the shitty.
Yeah. People are fucking texting me when I'm filming, damn it. Anyways. Okay.
Those cocksuckers.
So, those sons of bitches. Okay, so let's start things off. I'm going to start. Normally, I like to start things off on a good note, but this just happened yesterday. And like, was it yesterday or the day before? Either way.
No, I wasn't there.
This week, this fucking week. Legend, NFL legend, John Madden passed away.
Oh, you're going on like the straight depressing route. Gotcha.
Dude. That like, I was having a good week too. And then all of a sudden I get the text from Floof. And I'm like, well, fuck this week then. You know what? No, fuck this year. God damn it.
And for those of you that don't know because you're too young, John Madden is not just the guy that made the video game. No.
No.
He was an NFL legend long before he was a video game.
Very true. He was a, yeah. Dude was just, I don't even know what else to call him other than fucking legend.
I mean, who else do you know can go from coach to commentator to video game voice to just Hall of Fame person in general?
Right.
Guy has like multiple franchises named after him. Let's be, let's be a little jealous first, but also... Yeah. Let's recognize the greatness.
Agreed. And like, if I'm being honest, like my favorite fucking games to watch or listen to from my back in the day growing up were always when it was Madden and Pat Summerall. Like that, those were my favorite fucking games because they're like, you have the straight man, like solid play-by-play commentator. And then you have Madden just adding in his shit. And you're like, yes, John Madden. Yes. Yeah.
He was an angry son of a bitch, just yelling at shit all the time. It was hilarious.
It was awesome.
Much better than Troy Aikman. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Troy Aikman. He is the worst commentator ever. Out of all the Cowboy QBs to have become commentators, he is by far the worst.
Truth. Yeah.
Actually, even out of all the QBs that have become commentators, he's by far the worst. Actually, out of all commentators, period. In the history of sports, he is the worst.
To all of our Cowboys fans who are listening.
Troy Aikman.
Yeah, fuck Troy Aikman. But don't hate, don't turn it off yet.
Because
we do love, or I do love, fucking Tony Romo as a commentator.
Did not so much like care for him as a quarterback. I didn't dislike him, but I didn't like him. Whatever. He was what he was. But as a commentator, he's actually one of my favorites right now to listen to.
Mine too.
He's entertaining. He's comical. He's knowledgeable. He's not biased. Like, even when he's coach or calling the Cowboys games, he still is unbiased. It's weird how that works.
Holy shit. Someone...
Troy Aikman could take notes.
Take that, motherfucker.
Yeah. And Troy, if you happen to come across this, there, buckaroo, feel free to come on our show and talk some shit because you suck. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay. Bastard. Apparently I'm going to keep saying that's all I'm saying. And I've said a lot, but that's all I'm saying. Okay.
Gosh. So but, that's all we're saying is, you know, fuck Troy Aikman.
Yeah. Fuck Troy Aikman and everything else. So Bubbles, what has been your favorite part of 2021?
Oh, Jesus.
Try and get back on the positive side.
Let's go back on the positive side. So my favorite thing so far has been new adventures in my career path.
Oh, do tell.
Yes. Yeah, so,
we might have some new listeners. Who knows? It's been a while.
All right.
So remind our old listeners because they forgot about us. Fuck
yeah, we haven't been here for a while though. So to
fucking
be y'all,
bastards.
You bastards. So for those who don't know, the last year or so, actually, yeah, exactly a year, I've been working my way into the profession of educator. I've been working to become a full-time teacher. I started out as a sub last year, and I'm currently in school and I'm student teaching, and it's been fucking like, it's been awesome. At first I did it just because I wanted extra cash. Cause like, you know, money. I needed money. Yeah. I like money. And I wanted to, you know, earn extra cash for the Rogue Rooster and for another business, which we will not name, even though we've named it on the show before, but we're not going to name it now. So, you know, fuck it.
Are you talking about the lighthouse?
Yes. Yes. We're going to call it the lighthouse. Fun fact, by the way, the lighthouse has been sold completely and is no more. So therefore I can now take the apparel and fucking do something with it.
I don't know what. That's going to be a hard one to, to do. How much do you have?
Not a ton, but I still have some.
And we can't repurpose it. I mean, I guess you could take the patches off.
Yeah.
And and put new patches on.
I could.
Then you're not paying for like new hats and shit.
True.
But anyways.
Anyway, so yeah.
Tangent.
Yeah. Squirrel. Anyways. So yeah, I just was going to do it for cash, but then I just fell in love with it. I love being able to make an impact on people. And it's been really cool. Student teaching has been fucking amazing because, you know, I work with the same kiddos every day. I actually have my own classes. And did I tell you about the gift that they gave me that my kiddos got me?
Yeah, you said it's a neck beard.
Well, so one of my kiddos knitted a scarf for me. It was awesome, but I wanted to show you.
You told me the other one.
My meter stick. Yeah. So
is it a meter or a yard?
Same thing.
No, you're a fucking teacher. You don't know that they're different lengths.
I know Jesus different Christ. Lengths.
This is the problem with our education system. The teachers don't know the difference between the metric and imperial system.
It's a yardstick.
Oh, okay. Same length. God damn it. That's like saying your beard and my ball hairs are the same length. We all know my ball hairs are longer.
Oh, okay. So anyways, so my kiddos
Manscaped, I need help.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, loving the job, loving the opportunity. I had to take an exam today, like for the state.
How'd you do?
I got in like the 92nd percentile. So.
So you, on the top half or the bottom half?
Top.
Oh, okay.
I scored high.
So like the top 8%?
Yeah.
Of all the student teachers in the country?
Or I something like that.
Or in the state, I guess. Not the something country.
Like that. I don't fucking know. Anyways.
That's usually what it means. At least that's what we tell people because my kid's in like the 98th percentile on all his state testing.
Jesus.
Dude, he's smart. I can't. Well, or he's just a really good test taker. Okay. I got a story. It's a dad story. Dad's on DayQuil. Sorry to steal your moment. Your time in the sun, but I'm going to take your dad's story segment for a second. So I got this kid, right? He is 12 years old, currently in seventh grade. And he is in the gifted and talented program. And if we weren't moving at the end of the year, we would have put him in more difficult classes. And he would have been taking high school credits right now. But because we're moving and he wouldn't be able to continue those on, we just kept him in the advanced classes instead of the super advanced. Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, that boy's smart.
So he had the assignment in English to read To Kill a Mockingbird.
Holy shit. Right? Yeah.
In seventh grade, I thought that was a little weird, but
I was going to say, we read that in high school.
Yeah. You know, brain's a little bit more developed, more emotionally mature, whatever. Yeah. That's fine. They wanted to read in seventh grade. That's cool. He decided that book was boring after reading the first two pages and that he wasn't going to read it.
Oh boy.
Little did he know there was his final, I guess, for the semester was on To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
And the test grades here at his school are 30% of his overall grade.
Woo.
So he didn't read the book. He thought he would be able to just go and take the test and pass.
Oh boy.
He's like, well, if it's multiple choice, you know, context clues, I haven't really read any of the books they told me to read all year. So I figured I'd be fine. I was like, what the fuck? This kid had a 96 in the class.
God damn.
Hadn't touched a book yet.
What the fuck?
He's acing tests just off context clues and process of elimination because they're multiple choice. However, comma, I think the teacher caught on to the wily ways and the test on To Kill a Mockingbird, fill in the blank and essay questions.
Oh, there you go.
He got a 42%.
Oh, shit.
Dropped him.
That's what you get.
Dropped him a whole letter grade. He went from like a 96 or whatever. No, sorry, two letter grades. He went from like a 96% to like a 78.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. It fucked his grade up. He's like, God damn it.
I'm saying this from the guise of a loving uncle. Serves him fucking right.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, yeah. So as good parents, we found out, you know, that his test or that he wasn't actually reading the book like the day before the test.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave him time. We gave him 4 hours to go and just read as much of the book as he can to hopefully pass the test.
Yeah.
He didn't. He just went in his room and sat there for 4 hours playing Legos or some shit. I don't know. So fuck him.
Child.
That was one of the, I don't want to say it was a bad dad moment. I wouldn't call it that. I think it was a good learning period for him. Like it was a good learning experience so he could, you know, kind of be humbled a little bit that, oh, hey, I actually have to try a little bit in some classes or I won't pass. I don't know everything.
A lot of that could also, I mean, you look at it as him learning to take accountability for his actions too. Like,
yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. That's something I've noticed like just in my year of teaching that a lot of people just don't have these days. Like,
dude, I think that takes responsibility.
No, none.
It's rough, man. Like we try to teach him, but I don't know if it's a generation thing. I think it might be because there's a lot. I've seen other kids with the same issues.
Mm-hmm. Well,
nothing is their fault.
No, absolutely nothing. Not a thing. Not a fucking. And then like, so, okay. I'm not going to say names, schools or whatever. I'm just saying. So we had conferences a few weeks ago for, you know, like parent teacher conferences.
Yeah.
And so many parents came in ready to just throw the fuck down with myself and my mentor teachers over their kiddos not doing very well on their grades. Like they're getting their asses kicked. And we all know why. I mean, it's not the fact that these kids are dumb because most of them are really smart and they're very capable. And so when they come down, they're like, why the hell is my child not passing your class? He does all the work, blah, blah, blah. And we look at him, we're like, dude, he hasn't turned in a fucking assignment all year. Wait, what? He tells me he turns everything in. No.
Yeah.
I have the grade book and I keep track every day. He hasn't turned a goddamn assignment in. Oh. Oh. And then, you know, parents are humbled like, oh, fuck, we need to pay attention to what our kids are doing. And then the kids are like, oh, shit, I actually have to take accountability for myself. Cause otherwise I can't pass or play sports, but then they still get mad at us. And we're like, bro, like we're here to help, but I'm not going to like,
can't do the work for you.
No, I'm not going to hold your hand. You're like, cause I'm teaching seventh graders. So like little man.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, I have no sympathy for that. Like I give you the work and I give them time to do it. Like, and I'm here to help if you need it. And if you don't take that, like, I don't know what to tell you.
So that's the issue. And this is, I think it's, I don't know how many people can relate to this, but this is my frustration with having a gifted child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is he thinks in his brain because he's not gifted. I mean, he's not just gifted. He knows that he is highly intelligent.
He's a fucking Sheldon.
He knows that he doesn't know. He thinks he is the smartest person in every room. He's not. He's not Sheldon. He doesn't have an eidetic memory. He doesn't. His brain just works differently than ours. It processes information in a different way, a unique way that, you know, helps him not just retain stuff, but think through problems more, you know, faster, more efficiently or whatever. But the crazy thing that pisses me off is, like I said, he thinks he's the smartest person in every room. And so we offer our help. We try to help. And so this is not me defending the parents of your class or whatever, because it sounds like they're just lazy fucks. Fuck off. I'm just kidding. But no, so like, we'll be like, hey, we are here to help. Like every freaking night, I'm like, do you have any homework? What can I do to help you? What do you need from me? He's like, you wouldn't even understand my homework, Dad. I'm like, oh God, kid. Like you cracked me up. Now, if it's math, got it. I'm not a math whiz. I can do it. I just haven't yet. Math, you need to practice to be good at it, right?
Oh yeah.
Like that's something that if you, you forget pretty easily, especially having calculators with you wherever you go. But my wife, you know, she's half Japanese. She's good at math. Can't help it. Not because she's half Japanese. Those are unrelated things. I swear.
You just happened to mention that.
I mean, I just thought it would help describe her as a person. You know, it's like a novel. They can't see her. So we'll get into that later.
Anyways.
So she helps him with the math and I help with, you know, science, English, writing specifically, because he doesn't struggle with writing. He just chooses not to do it.
Mm.
Like when he wants to write, he could whip out, you know, a 5-paragraph thesis paper in a couple hours, kind of like I used to when I was, well, I'd do it 30 minutes before class and somehow get a good grade. It worked, but whatever. That's how I got through high school. What was the topic? Good thing I got computer lab before English.
Right. Just.
But yeah, so that pisses us off. But it's funny. So what we started doing, because we noticed he was having an increase in missed assignments, and we have the ability to track his assignments on the internet because they use those stupid websites that don't always work. But when it comes time for report cards, so we pay him. I know you shouldn't incentivize their grades. Blah, fuck off. We're doing it. I don't care. Okay, if they get straight A's.
If it gets them to work, hell yeah.
So if they get straight A's for the quarter, not for the year, for the quarter, they get $20.
Nice.
If they get one B... So even if they say they have 4 classes, if they get 3 A's and 1 B, price goes down to $10.
Smart.
If they get a C, 0. It's just the way it is. It's just standard. The way it is.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, my kids have never gotten a C. I'm just throwing it out there.
Good.
But this year, because he started fucking around and not doing homework, we updated the policy.
Oh.
So now for every missed assignment in that quarter, he loses $1.
Oh, shit.
So let's say he gets a C and has missed assignments. Now he owes us money.
Owe you some money.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't like that rule. So he managed to get his 1 C in that English class from the test up to a B. So he earned $10 or whatever, but he had 6 missing assignments. So he only earned $4. Sorry, buddy. You're going to learn, you know, the difference between revenue, profit, cost. It's all part of the game.
Exactly. Well, and exactly. And then, you know, work ethic in general, like I can tell you, and I've told this to all my kiddos, like, hey, you're talking to a man who's owned and run multiple businesses and you as well, Gobs. Like if you don't put in the work and get the job done, like in any other sense in the real world, I'm gonna fire you. Like get the fuck out of here. Period. You know,
I mean, I wish I could fire people, but they have contracts.
But so that's something, that's a daily reminder that I give to my kiddos. Like, hey, I expect this to get done. If you don't get it done, or if you screw up, I'd rather you tell me rather than just say, fuck it, I'm not going to do it. Like I'll work with you that way. But if you just don't fucking do it in the real world, I'm gonna fire your ass.
Hell yeah.
And kids don't really understand. Now, that being said, one thing I've noticed, and it kind of breaks my heart, like these last 2 years, right, with COVID and all the distance learning and shit, there is a mad, like, I can tell there's been a loss of, how do I word this? They didn't learn shit for the last 2 years. So I teach math and English, right? And holy fuck, dude. Like before going on Christmas break, I had a kiddo, and this is no bullshit, who could not tell me the answer of 30 minus 28.
See, that's crazy. So
this student thought it was 18, and I'm like,
what?
I was like, what the? You're in seventh grade. This is something second graders learn. Like,
yeah.
No.
See, both my kids are great at math. My youngest, he took his, I don't know what's wrong with my genes or my wife's genes or whatever, but somehow we got smart kids. I don't know. It is. Yeah. But you know, whatever. Fuck off. It's a pain in the ass sometimes. No, because my youngest, he took the state exam or whatever last year.
Oh yeah.
You know, towards the end of COVID, and we're expecting low scores because COVID happened and they didn't learn anything.
They didn't learn shit.
This little bastard, he did well, you know, slightly above average on like the reading and the writing. And then, but on math, he did very exceptional. So I thought he was lying to us because we asked him, you know, the day he took the test, we're like, hey, how did you do on the math today? He's like, oh, I did great. I only missed one question. I was like, okay, you're just being overly confident. Whatever. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you're getting cocky, kid. Like, you probably missed more than one. You probably did well, but come on, you missed more than one. There's always,
actually,
you know,
only miss one.
There's always one or two that you think you got right, but you didn't. No, yeah. This little shit only missed one.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, we finally got the results a few months ago, and I was like, holy shit, he only missed one question. And my wife was like, yeah. And Florida gives you like the names of like, or the questions that they missed and shit, so you can review them.
Yeah.
And so I was like, Zane, did you know what was the question that you missed? And this was, you know, 6 months after he took the fucking test. He's like, oh, it's something like blah, 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 blah. And he spits out the damn equation almost exactly. I was like, what the
holy crap?
Fuck? He's like, yeah, I told you I missed one. I was like, yeah, you only missed one, kid. He's like, yeah, I just ran out of time. I rushed it and guessed. I was like, oh.
So how'd he add time? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he would have got a perfect score on the math. I was like, you're a little dick.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, but he's not gifted. His brain works like ours. He's just smart.
Still, that's impressive, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, then the older shit, right?
The older shit.
Yeah. I took him, he's into girls now, right? So I took him to the ice skating rink. Yeah. So I took him out to the ice skating rink to hang out with his friends. Well, he thought it was a date because it was a girl that asked him to go. So he thought he was showing up to go on a date at the ice skating rink. So he's asked me on the way there, he's asked me all these questions about what do I do if this happens or what do I do if that happens, right? And I'm giving him the best advice that I can, you know, in today's generation. Make sure you ask consent to do anything. You want to look at her, ask consent, which is good. But turns out it was a group hang, and it was just the girl that asked him, and he was a little butthurt about that. He's like, I thought it was a date. I was like, well, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, give it time.
After they're done ice skating, everyone's sitting around, you know, parents and kids, everyone's sitting like at a big table drinking some hot cocoa at the ice skating rink, and these kids are talking about their math teacher because they all have the same math teacher in this little gifted program. And they're complaining about the way she teaches. They're like, yeah, her teaching methods are just stupid. I don't agree with them. Or like, I'm like, you are 12 years old. What the fuck do you know about teaching methods,
first of all?
And they're talking like they know. If you didn't know any better, you would probably fucking believe them. Right? Like, that's how eloquently these little bastards are talking. But of course, they're all in the same gifted program, right? So yeah. I was like, yeah, they're all smart little shits. But I was asking them, like, well, what are you guys getting in the class? Like, what's your grade? And all of his friends were like, oh, we're getting D's and C's and B's. I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, you guys. I was like, is this like that hard of a class? And I hadn't checked my kids' grades in a while. So I looked at him, like, whisper, I'm like, what are you getting? He's like, I got a 98. And so I was thinking, like, God damn it. And he's like, don't tell him. Because they're complaining that only two kids in the class had A's and they didn't know who it was. I was like, why? Just yeah, tell
he's
him,
sitting
man.
Among you.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit. What is that? It's like that Among Us game. He was just looking a little sus. Did I use that right?
I think so. Ah, fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm old.
Fuck dude, we're fucking old.
So your favorite part of this last year was starting your adventure as a teacher.
Yep.
Officially, yep. Not just a sub.
Officially. So hopefully by the end of this year, I'll be done and certified and all that so I can actually get paid to do it next year.
So, follow-up question. What what grade do you think you want to teach?
I get this every day.
Oh, I'm sure.
So at first I thought I'd be like a third, fourth grade or a fourth or fifth grade teacher. Like, you know, that's cool. But I personally really, like, I really enjoy teaching at the middle school level, but I also, as a sub, like, I really enjoy the high school level as well. And I feel like I can make more of an impact, like, yeah, teaching at either of those. So I don't know if I teach middle school or even in high school, I'd love to teach. I'd love to teach math. This just, it's, yeah.
History.
Or history. There is a history slot coming next year that's going to be open at a certain school. That,
yeah, I know. That would be fucking awesome. I know exactly who you're talking about. And I think if you could snag that spot, oh, that would I'm be gunning incredible.
For it. I am gunning for it too. And yeah, I'm going to talk to him awesome. About it. Or if I can, seeing as I, another highlight of this year, I got an MBA, which is awesome. I'm going to use that MBA. I can teach business courses like economics and marketing and shit at the high school level. So either or, I'd love to teach the older kids, make an impact.
Oh, the dog's barking at me.
Oh, shit.
There he is. Hey, good boy. He was whining at the door.
Aw. So. All
right.
So that was.
Oh, you can't see me. Pause.
Oh. All
right. He left. Unpause. No.
So that was my highlighted, like, biggest highlight. What was your biggest highlight?
So this might seem silly, but it was a long road to get to this outcome. Our biggest highlight as for me personally and as a family, is we got our next assignment after the recruiting crap is done.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going back to the infantry.
Yeah,
I gotta go be a real medic again, so I'm super excited about that. The reason why it's personally like a good news story or whatever is because the position that I'm going to be filling is kind of like the one position that I've always wanted to fill in the Army since I became a medic. So I gotta be, you know, the platoon sergeant of a medical platoon in the infantry company, so it's gonna, or infantry battalion or whatever, it's gonna be pretty awesome. I gotta mold young minds, young medics into being, you know, I'm not going to say better because I don't know what condition they're in now, but let's be real. I'm the fucking best there ever was. So they're going to be better.
There you go. There you go.
And for those of you out there that are like, oh, this guy's an arrogant prick. Yeah, maybe. But in my personal opinion and professional opinion, medics in the military or EMTs or any medical personnel out there that treats patients, not like administrators, they don't count.
No.
No, they have to be overconfident, cocky, arrogant, some might say, whatever. They have to be. And the reason being is you got people's lives in your hands, right? And if you don't do anything, they die.
Yep.
If you do something and it's the wrong something, they die.
Mm-hmm.
So would you personally rather say, hey, I tried and I failed, and they still died, or I did nothing and they died because I did nothing? Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
if you're sitting there, and the reason why I say you have to be cocky, because if you're sitting there because you're unconfident, you're unsure, you don't know what you're doing, and you're trying to like figure out like, oh, I don't know if that's the right answer, or is this the right answer? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I know. The indecision is going to kill them. So
oh yeah,
be a little cocky, be a little arrogant, make that decision and go. I'd rather have someone that tries and fails than somebody that doesn't try at all.
Absolutely. I'm 150 fucking percent with you. That actually reminds me, dude, I was told something similar even back when I was at boot camp. We were at the range and my captain, or our CEO came up, this tiny little female captain. She was a badass though. She was terrifying, but she got in my face. Cause I was kind of like, I wasn't very confident in my riflemanship, my shoosting, if you will. Yes. Pew, pew. Which now I am.
So you were like stormtrooper status.
Straight up, dude. Pew, I couldn't hit. Pew, pew, well, pew, pew. I could. Yeah. Yeah. So she grabbed me like by my fucking Kevlar, because we had the old K-pots by that back then,
yep,
which you remember. She grabbed me by the K-pot and fucking pulls me in. She gets in my face. She's like, motherfucker, you will be confident in every goddamn thing you do from here on out. Because if you don't, people fucking die. Do you understand? I was like, yes, ma'am. And she throws me back. Get back on that firing line. And then I shot sharpshooter and I was like, oh, okay. Was an expert, but still, it was good. So I didn't get my ass kicked. But ever since then, like, no matter what you do,
yeah,
especially, you know, you as a medic or me as a drummer, as a teacher or infantry. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, whatever you fucking do, be confident in it. Be overconfident in it. Like, you're the fucking man. You should always, like, don't take that as in, like, be cocky.
But yeah, you, like, can still be humble.
Yeah, absolutely. Be humble. But at the same time, like,
but confident. Internally, be confident as shit.
Be like, I got this. I can fucking do this, you know? Yeah. So that's badass, dude. You're going back to a grunt unit. You're going to be infantry.
Oh, what's dude, I've been... So I stopped lifting because of it. So I've been running a lot.
Oh yeah. Like, so you're going to be,
gotta get my run time down. I've been starting to ruck again, which I'm rucking tomorrow morning. So we'll see how that goes.
Are you? Nice.
Yeah, just 4 miles. Nothing crazy, but yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? A little 35 pound, a little 35 pounds on the back and start walking.
Yeah. Well, that's key.
But yeah. So, I mean, and you know, that's not even the most exciting part of the news. The one, it was rewarding because the adventure to get to the location that we wanted, right? So they originally told us we're going to Alaska.
I'd have gone with you, dude.
I would have loved Alaska. I don't have anything against Alaska. I would love to go there at some point in my career. That would be great. It'd be fun. I would enjoy it. The problem with going to Alaska is it's considered an overseas assignment. Because of that, you only get 3 years there without special permission. You can stay longer, but it's a little bit tough.
Right.
And after 3 years, we have to move. And that would be putting us moving after like the sophomore year of my oldest sophomore year in high school. And I really didn't want to make them switch schools if I could avoid it. Right.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Puberty's a bitch. So I didn't want to go to Alaska for that reason. Like, I didn't want him to get screwed out of the high school experience, because that is important. You know, that's where you make like your lifelong lasting friends.
Yeah,
or at least that's where you solidify them. Whatever. So
yeah, like us.
Ha-ha. Cheers, buddy.
Coffee.
Booze. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, damn it.
So we decided to try to switch it. And the assignment that they were sending me to in Alaska was an airborne position, and those are volunteers. So I can say, hey, I don't want to go there because I don't want to jump out of airplanes anymore. So I had to give up my airborne status, unfortunately. But, well, fortunately and unfortunately, I'm old. I don't want to bust my knees. So,
yeah, fuck that.
So I gave that up, and then they threw me my name back in the pool of assignments, and I was able to get my number 2 overall choice. And I will be going to Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado.
So, which is super exciting. Closer to home, I get a ski and snowboard. I get to be an infantry unit, whatever. And I have friends there that I've served with before. So, like, overall, I was like, okay. I mean, our number 1 choice was Washington, but whatever. We just have to drive an extra day.
That's fine. Fuck it.
Instead of a 5-hour drive, we're 18 hours.
Whatever, you know. Potato. Fuck it. It's doable. And then it's something I can totally come and hang out with you for, like, maybe next year for the holidays. We can go snowboarding.
Yes. So something we're doing for the holidays.
On the podcast.
I'm going to break it. So something we're doing for the holidays now is that instead of buying our kids gifts, I know we're demons, we're not buying them presents anymore for Christmas. We are instead going to take that money and put it towards a trip.
Ooh.
And so next year we already have a trip planned. We'll be going to one of the mountains over there in Colorado, either Breckenridge or Keystone.
Ooh.
And spending, you know, like 4 days on the mountain in a hotel on the side of the slopes.
Nice.
That's the only thing. You are more than welcome to come during the winter time, and we can go skiing and snowboarding, but just not over the holiday period.
Well, fuck. That's like the only time I have off.
Sorry. Well, I mean, you might be able to come during part of it. Just like the you know, the few days right after Christmas.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's fine. That's key.
Because, yeah, you're not staying in our hotel. Sorry.
What the fuck, dude? What happened to Cuddle Buddies?
My wife's there too.
Oh.
If it was just me and you, yeah, absolutely. We'll get a
Cuddle Buddies for life. What up?
Yeah, we'll get a twin bed and that's it. You know what? Fuck that. We'll get a cot in the lobby. I don't give a
that's
shit.
That's all we need, damn it.
We won't even get a goddamn hotel. We'll sleep in a fucking truck on the side of the mountain.
Yeah. even gooder. No, that's cool. That's fucking key. Well, we'll make something.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, because I want to go board. Fuck yeah, dude. Like I said though, I'd have gone with you to Alaska. That'd have been rad.
It would have been rad.
And it's even better because the girlfriend was even considering it, and she hates the cold, but she's like, Alaska would be a new adventure, and I've never been there, and it would be badass. Let's go. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yeah. I was like, well, fucking A. And then you told me you got to switch to Colorado. I'm like, so within by Colorado. She's like, no. I was like, fuck.
She doesn't like Colorado?
I mean, she liked it, but I don't know if she wants to move there. But you never know. You never know. She doesn't want to stay here in Spokompton. So, you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be teaching jobs in Colorado.
Why doesn't she want to stay in Spokane?
She just wants to branch out. She hasn't been as adventurous as I have or you have in life. So she just kind of wants to branch out and explore.
I mean, I can understand that.
If yeah, I'm I can in too.
One place longer than like 2-3 years, I get super antsy. So,
yeah.
Me, time to move. Especially if it's somewhere you don't want to be. Fuck Florida.
Okay. Would you rather be in Florida or Texas?
Ah, fuck.
No. Okay. Wait. Let's address this real quick. Precursor. This is nothing to do with the political climate or anything like that for all you fucking weirdos out there who think we're doing going political. No. I'm just talking about his prior experience having lived in those two states for fucking ever.
So are we talking El Paso or like East Texas?
As a whole.
Well, those are like, Texas is like four different states.
It's huge. Man. It's fucking huge. East Texas.
All right. So East Texas isn't that bad. I would definitely pick Texas, East Texas over Florida.
Okay.
The people are nicer for starters. So.
See, it's so fun. We had different point of views about that. Cause I remember my first time in El Paso.
No, El Paso is West Texas. That's.
I know.
El Paso is terrible.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hang on. So my first time in El Paso, everybody was fucking awesome. Like everybody was super kind. And
depends
all that,
on but, what part you go to.
Well, true. And it, oh yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. That's yeah.
And who's with you?
The girlfriend was with me. So, but
no, it doesn't make a difference. She's white.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
But if you don't speak Spanish, you're gonna be struggling in El Paso.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I believe that. We went to a Walmart and we couldn't understand a goddamn thing. We're just like,
Yeah, dude, we went to Walmart to order our kids' like second birthday cake. They couldn't understand us pointing at the damn picture. We said, we want this. Oh, un momento. And they had to go get somebody else and they came over and they didn't speak English. I'm like, why did you go get this person?
God damn it. Okay. So East Texas. Okay. Whereabouts in East Texas?
I mean, San Antonio's not bad. Or like the areas around San Antonio.
Yeah, I agree. I actually fucking love San Antonio. My first time there was awesome and I loved it. So I can see that.
Yeah, San Antonio's, I mean, the city, like downtown San Antonio is a fucking mess. It stinks. It's covered in shit and piss and homeless people, which nothing against homeless people. That's not what I'm saying, but it's just dirty.
Yeah.
But outside, it's like downtown is really nice. Like the suburbs areas are really nice. The housing's affordable. There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
You can go to Schlitterbahn, which is like one of the largest water parks in the States. And it's amazing. They have a water slide that goes uphill. Don't know how they do that shit.
One thing I will say about Texas that no other states have, and I wish they would, fucking Buc-ee's. I love Buc-ee's.
We know you love Buc-ee's.
I fucking love Buc-ee's, dude.
You talk about it as many chances as you can.
yeah, because I want an endorsement from Buc-ee's. What up? Yeah.
Buc-ee's is cool shit.
Anyways, all right. So you would take East Texas over Florida?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People in Florida, like at least South Florida. I can't speak about Central or North Florida, but South Florida, they're just rude, man.
Really?
Like you go to a fast food restaurant or a place, right? Like you go to the drive-thru. What do you expect to hear when they first come on the intercom?
Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Yeah. Something along those lines. Welcome to wherever. Can I take your order?
Yeah.
Right? No. Here, you get, what do you want?
Are you serious?
That's it. Not welcome. Not, hi, how can I help you? Not nothing. Just, what do you want? And then after you say, like, you're not even finished. Like, say I go to like Burger King or McDonald's first, it's, what do you want? Then you get, you know, oh, hey, I would like to get a number one. And they're like, is that it? Like, well, you know, it comes with a drink and fries. I'd like to tell you what size I want. You know, I want to give you my whole order before you cut me off and, you know, try to send me on my merry little way. So, like, just customer service in general doesn't exist.
Judas Priest.
If people, again, if you don't speak Spanish, you're going to struggle ordering things. There's restaurants we can't go to because they don't have English speaking waitresses or waiters or whatever.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we went out as a group with work. And at work, we have a few people that are from like Puerto Rico and Cuba. So we have some Spanish speakers, fortunately. And they have to order for every, like the entire table, because the waitress or waiter, either they don't speak English or they refuse to speak English, because that happens too. I tried to order like this coffee. It's called Colada. It's like a little espresso shots with sugar. They're really good. But I tried to order some from this little cafe. I went in there, went to the counter. I was like, oh, yeah, can I get this? Whatever. And I said in English. And the lady just looked at me and was like, oh, no hablo inglés. Try to play that game. And the dude next to me who just finished ordering came up to the counter and started yelling at this lady in Spanish. Like full on. I don't know if there were swear words or not, but it sounded like it.
Damn.
I just started yelling at this lady. And then she goes, how can I help you?
Oh,
I was like, are you fucking shitting me? I was like, this bitch was refusing to speak English. And I mean, who knows why? Could be that, any number of reasons.
Doesn't fucking matter, dude. Like, if but you're in the service like, industry, don't you, be a dick.
I was
dick.
Like, wow, like that's fucked up. I was like, well, I was going to get a, you know, a double colada, but I don't want to give you my business now. And I walked out. I was like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And then as I was walking out to my car, the dude that like yelled at the lady brought my double colada out. I was like, oh,
thank you. Was he like the manager or something?
No, he was just a customer. Just a good dude.
Wow. Good for him. That's cool.
I mean, he gave me the colada and then he went and got in his fucking Porsche, but whatever.
So he's
loaded, I'm sure. Well, I mean, not even loaded, because here a Porsche is a normal fucking car.
Is it?
Like a Porsche is like a fucking Honda. I was like, this is ridiculous.
God damn.
Yeah. Like you drive, you know, two blocks away from my house and there's a house that has three Lamborghinis. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
Holy shit. And there you are.
Only one of them is like an actual Lamborghini car. The other ones are the SUVs. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, they only have two now. They got rid of one of them. They traded it for a Mercedes G-Wagon.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they have, you know, their cheapest car is $100,000.
Holy shit, dude. Holy shit.
I was like, good Lord, you sons of bitches.
And then here you are with your Ram. Nothing against Rams, because I have a Ram and I love it. But
yeah,
compared to,
you know, $500,000 car, it's like, oh,
golly.
Go fuck myself.
Fuck me, right?
Yeah. But it's okay because mine's paid off. Haha, fuck them.
Yeah, they can go fuck off. Okay, so.
So you're going to have to move to Colorado.
I'm down.
All right.
I like new adventures. Well, it just depends on how much the pay scale would be for me.
Yeah, there's that. So here's my issue, right, with you moving, is you are essentially starting a new career.
Yes. So I have to wait.
Well, that, and if you start moving around, now your pension, your all that stuff is going to become like up in the air.
Yeah.
So I feel like once you get a job, you should just stick out that fucking job, man.
It depends on where it's at. You know, I mean, if I can get one in our old district, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Because
then, I mean, you don't even have to live in that area. You could always travel or commute if you needed to. But
hell yeah, which I'm down to do. And the best part is like, it's cool because the master's in teaching program I'm at, they have us like constantly looking up pay scales. I can see you. Yeah.
Yeah, my camera's working now.
Oh, good. So they have us constantly looking at the pay scales for each district and state and shit like that. And our school district, fucking, they already, like, yeah, I know how much potentially I'll be making with a master's plus, because I'll have two masters. So, right. I was like,
what are you looking at, if you don't mind me asking?
Anywhere between 65 to 75 or 80. a year starting out. So
that's not bad.
No. But if I were to teach in, in the city, like at Shadle or one of those, I was told it goes up even higher. So
nice.
So I'm like, so we'll see. Then it all depends on what's open and availabilities and shit. So,
all right.
Next item.
Ooh.
So, no, I was just gonna say we had two awesome things that happened, in our 2021. What else? So let's bring it back down to the shitty part. What's something that like didn't go so fucking well?
This podcast.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Well, unfortunately, the podcast, it has kind of died. There's that.
There's that.
It started dying off in like after like March.
No, I wouldn't even say March, dude. Like we made it last until maybe May or June.
Okay, let me rephrase. Our listenership started dying like end of March into April. And then we started dying off in like June.
yeah.
I don't know what it is. If people went back to work or whatever the case is, why shit started dying, and it's fine. It's whatever. We got busy. Life
we got shit super busy.
Happened. And like I had to go back to work. So I haven't had as much time to think or be creative. And that's probably like the worst part is, I hate saying it, but going back to work sucked.
Oh no, dude, I'm right there with you. Like,
so
going like last year, I was able to put more time into this because as a sub, I didn't really have much to worry about, you know, like after school. Whereas now I'm working as a student teacher. So I'm doing homework for that, but then I'm also taking a master's in teaching, which takes up all of my waking time before and after I student teach every day. So by the end of the day, like I'm up, and the moment I'm up, I have like maybe 20 minutes. Then from sun up to sundown, like I'm either in school or teaching school, and it just sucks. I haven't been able to play my drums much. I make just a little bit of time to go to the gym, but that's like, I either have to go at like 3 a.m. or fucking 9 o'clock at night. So
yeah, I get it, man. I get it. It's crazy. Yeah, no, I've just been busy.
Yeah. Well, you're so also like a family man too, dude.
Like, yeah, so. I mean, between the family, between work's been crazy. Like I've been going nonstop. So as soon as they told us, you know, we could start going back to schools in person in like August, September timeframe, then they're like, hey, we need you in there, you know, twice a week. So we're going to every school a bunch of times, and we're shorthanded. We're at like 50% capacity for how many people we're supposed to be working at our office. So we're all doing the work of two people, and then they're like, oh, also you got to do all the social media for the office. And so I personally have been burnt out. Like my creative juices have been tapped, and I haven't been putting any effort into our stuff. And that's probably like my biggest boohoo moment, I guess, of 2021 is just not being able, not just the podcast, but just not having time to do the things that I wanted to do.
Right. You know,
I started the design company, and then that kind of had to die or not die, but be put on the back burner because of bullshit.
Yeah, no, I get that. Well, and we were finally like working to get Rogue Rooster itself, like a direction and all that shit. And that had to flop. In that sense, Rogue Rooster is still alive and well, but what we wanted to do with it kind of had to take a back seat. And so Rogue Rooster is still alive and barely, but
it's limping along.
It's fucking limping. But if you want to check out our awesome merch, I'm wearing it. What up? But I get it. Like life gets in the way. And unfortunately you still have to make a living. You have to take care of your family, you know?
Oh, and I mean, that's, I wouldn't say unfortunately. I enjoy having my family.
Yeah. Yeah. but I mean, like when it comes
to him to just disappear, where's Thanos when you need him? Damn it.
Right. Where's the motherfucker? Snap. God damn it. We're waiting.
Fucking Thanos.
Lazy motherfucker. Cheers.
Get off your purple ass, you son of a bitch.
You bastard. You grimace looking motherfucker.
Just kidding. I love my family.
Yeah, no, I do too. Uh-oh. But,
I think she heard all of that.
Is she giving you through the wall the
death glare? Probably. I don't fucking
know. Yeah, probably. But, you know, on my end too, like, the girlfriend's back with the dog. On my end, like, I gotta make some money. Like,
yeah,
I hate being broke. I fucking hate being broke. And don't get me wrong. I loved starting my own businesses and running shit. But at the same time, you gotta have capital. I had no capital.
We have no capital.
I'm
trying to buy a house, so I can't be wasting money. Yeah. Not wasting, but I can't be investing money into a business.
Right.
Because you don't know when you're going to see a return.
Exactly. And that's okay right now. So there's time. Plus, like, the whole reason we did this podcast was just so we can fucking hang out and have fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And waste time during the pandemic because we needed the escape.
Yes, we did.
And that's what it was. It was meant to be an escape for everybody. And now that everyone's back to work, the podcast has taken a back seat. I will say, though, since we're on topic of businesses, if anybody is interested in Rogue Rooster Design, I'm still taking direct commission work. Preferably logos. Like, I could do like a whole bunch of other stuff, whether you want, you know, flyers or social media posts or any sort of content creation that you want to do, we can make it happen through Rogue Rooster Media. But right now for the design aspect, I would prefer to just do logos just because it's something I enjoy it more.
Yeah.
So that's really what I want to do. If you want cartoon stuff, I can do that. It's just more time intensive and it'll look good. Don't get me wrong, but it's not as much fun for me. So
yeah, I get that. And on that note too, if anyone's out there is looking for business consultation or content creation or anything else that we offer, marketing or even some article advice or writing and stuff, we're here for you. We're still here. We're just
not advertising it. We're not seeking it actively.
Yeah. But you can still
want it. You can definitely, just shoot us a direct message, reach out to us and,
Or head over to theroguerooster.com. That is theroguerooster.com. But
So, or any of our social medias at the Bub and Gob Show. Sorry, at Bub and Gob Show. That's BUBANDGOBBZ Show. Hey, I haven't lost it.
Ooh, well done. So another thing that we haven't done for a while is some fucking coffee snobs.
I would like to get back. I reserved us an Instagram page so that nobody can steal the handle.
Motherfuckers.
I haven't done anything with it yet.
I sent you a video.
I saw the video. I haven't made my half of it yet, but we'll do it. But I have some ideas for it. It's just, again, finding time.
Yeah.
I am also working on a side project, Bubbles. I don't know if I told you. So let's talk about 2022.
Ooh, let's do it.
We got like 10 minutes left before the wife comes in here and yells at me. What are you looking forward to, or what are your biggest like exciting plans for 2022?
Ooh, my biggest plans. Fucking graduating this MIT program and getting a job.
Yeah, not something that we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, something that we haven't talked about. So there are some projects that I want to do. Rogue Rooster Fitness for one. I am currently in the process of creating a workout plan that Gobbs and I have been talking about for fucking years now. It is the Battle Bro plan, but I'm also working on another plan that is a full body workout plan. Business plan?
Like what kind of plan?
The workout plan right now.
Oh, okay.
I have the business plan ready to go. I need the product ready. So that's
damn it. Like, let me know. God damn.
Well, I have a fucking, like I'm experimenting on it right now. And so I have a spreadsheet set up for our lifting days.
Yeah.
And I was going to send them to you, by the way. So I need your feedback. But anyways, so Rogue Rooster Fitness, I want to put more effort into that this next year. Also, I want to put more effort back into music because I miss playing my goddamn drums.
Yeah.
And as a spinoff, I also had a side project that I'm starting. I haven't released it yet, but it is called, it doesn't have a, it's a working title, but it's like Back to School with Mr. G.
Oh, nice.
And Classes in Session, where I talk about things that you should have learned in school that people tend to forget, which I have a tangent to go on here in a moment, but I want to hear what you have for 2022.
So I got, obviously, Rogue Rooster Design still going to be a thing. I'm going to see, once I move, I'm going to see what my schedule is like so I can determine the amount of workload that I can take on. So I'll be playing with that a little bit more. Rogue Rooster Media, there's still some things in Coffee Snobs or whatever. There's some ideas I have for that that I would like to play with. I don't know. It's going to be tough because, again, time is time. It doesn't stop running. But the thing that I'm probably the most excited for is my personal side project. It is going to be a podcast. It'll have like an Instagram page. I'm going to do it differently. So I'm probably going to it'll have its separate website because it's not. Unfortunately, it's not going to be associated necessarily with Rogue Rooster Media. It'll be a not like no. Okay,
I see how it is, you asshole.
How do I rephrase? It's not going to be a Rogue Rooster product.
Okay.
But it is associated. It's tied in there somehow, right?
Okay.
But it's a leadership podcast.
Oh yes.
I'm going to use all of my knowledge and experience that I've gained serving in the military and just in life. Because leadership is kind of like my go-to thing. That's what I know the most about. And for whatever reason, I'm pretty fucking good at it. So I'm going to start a podcast. It's going to be called Understanding Leadership. So it's kind of a double entendre. You know, it's a podcast on like how to be a good leader. So you have to understand, you know, like leadership principles and whatever. But it's also a podcast on how to be an understanding leader.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. So to understand it and be understanding leadership.
Well done. Okay. I'm excited for this. That's awesome.
That one is going to be unique. I'm going to record the whole thing or the whole first season up front and release it all at once. So you can binge however many episodes it ends up being.
That's fucking cool, dude. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah. It's I'm working on the topics, I guess, each episode structure and everything right now. So I should start recording here in the next month or two.
Nice.
So I want to have a good solid plan before I start diving into recording. So I don't just go off on tangents like we always do.
Like we do. Save the tangents for the Bub and Gob show.
Right. Damn Which it. I would like to continue the Bub and Gob show. It won't be obviously as frequent as we used to, but whenever we get the time, like today, we'll just
like today. Fuck it.
Whip something out and, you know.
Yeah, fuck it.
Throw it out there for the world.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to go on a slight, tiny tangent real quick.
Yeah.
So I'm putting this in the chat. So read this and tell me if you notice something wrong.
Yeah, I mean, the two is wrong for one.
Okay. So.
Yes.
There's something.
I didn't listen to the question. I'm sorry.
So as I was driving this morning along the freeway and the highway, they have those big reader boards, you know, for messages.
Oh, this was like an advertisement?
This was on the fucking DOT's reader board this morning.
Oh, my God.
So for those listening, it says, you know, hold on, let me pull it back up. It says, feeling too jolly for the holiday? Get a sober driver. Now, the word too for feeling too jolly is spelled T-O.
Lots of static when you said that last sentence.
Okay.
So just say it again.
So back to this. So the sentence on the reader board said, feeling too jolly for the holiday, get a sober driver. Now, the word too in this for feeling too jolly is spelled T-O.
Just looks weird.
It looks weird. And seeing this, now the girlfriend brought up a potential, she brought up a good point. She said, you know, maybe the board.
Character limit.
Yeah, character limit. And I understand that. However, the English teacher in me, this is something that I like am constantly harping on my seventh graders. They're like, hey, I'm like, hey, there's a difference between two and two.
And two.
And two. But to put that up on a fucking, for the public to see, I'm like, oh my God, who edits your shit? Like, DOT, you're fucking up, man.
I will say with the reader board, right? The character limit, those reader boards can have like multiple slides.
Yes.
So even if it was too many characters, you could just do the feeling too jolly for the holiday and then have it switch to get a sober driver. That actually might bring more attention to get a sober driver.
Yeah.
You can make it big and bold and like get a sober
driver.
Like,
you decided to be a dumbass. Yeah,
now you look stupid.
you're making yourself look stupid. But so this is something I see all the fucking time.
Trust and credibility, man. Now they don't have it.
Yeah. Not zero.
Which I will talk about trust and credibility in understanding leadership.
And I'm excited for it. I'm so excited. But this is something that you see all the time in social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. People don't know the difference between two and two. Or excuse me, they don't know the difference among two and two. They're there and there, your and your, or all that shit, right? Yeah. I see it all the fucking time. So that's part of the reason. And oh my God. So that's one of the many reasons I decided to start the Back to School with Mr. G, because there's so many fucking things that not just pet peeves, but things that adults these days take for granted. And you can see it plain as day on social media. Like not even just that. Like,
it's not even just social media. No. Dude, it drives me fucking nuts. My kid, they talk in text speak.
Yeah. Oh God.
So they say LOL. They say IRL. I was like, what the fuck is IRL? They're like, in real life. I'm like, why didn't you just say in real life?
Say in real life.
It's easier to say IRL. I'm like, it's really not. They're still the same amount of words.
And it's something that, yeah, that drives me nuts. And another thing too is I'm seeing more of the shit on like quote unquote professional articles.
Yeah.
Like in news sources. Holy crap, dude. They must have forgotten how to edit, or they must like rely solely on editing software and it sucks. Cause I'm reading this, I'm like, I've already found like 6 errors in this. Like, what the fuck? And this is like, this is from like major networks. I'm not talking like the, you know, the independent news, like, you know, mom and pop shops or like me. I'm talking like major networks. I'm not going to say, but I'm like, who the fuck who edited this? Like,
right.
So that's one of the main reasons I'm starting Back to School with Mr. G, because, but there are other reasons. Good, I want to be able to help, you know, parents with their kids. I want to give reasons why school is actually pretty important for people. Not college, because it's not for everybody, but I'm talking like kids in general. Like,
yeah, no, I think that sounds really cool.
Be cool. Stay in school.
Go on to like a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be good. Like you could talk about, kind of give the teacher's perspective on things. Like,
yes.
Hey, when you go to a parent teacher conference and you're yelling at the teacher, this is what the teacher's thinking. You can go fuck yourself. No.
Well, and
like,
I always
this
feel
is
bad.
Why we teach it this way or whatever. Cause as a parent, I have those questions. I'm like, what the fuck are they teaching you? Like, this doesn't make any goddamn sense, but I can't call the teacher and ask. Cause then, you know, every fucking parent's going to do that.
Well, and I'm going to be straight honest with you. There are a lot of things that even as a teacher, I'm like, I don't want to fucking teach this, but there are certain.
Yeah. And you could explain that. Like, listen, it's not the teacher. It's the
not
state. It's whatever.
The standards. It's the state standards that they have to meet. Like, and we have to put it in our lesson plans. Like, this is the standard. The student must meet this in order to progress. And unfortunately, like that's where we have our hands tied behind our back. Like, well, fuck, like got to roll with it, you know? And so, but yeah, that's another thing too. Cause a lot of parents are like, what the fuck is this? Like, sorry, dude, this is the standard. And I don't know what to tell you, but I'll go more into that shit on the
we'll
new show, but
yeah, it'll be awesome.
We're coming back to this show because I miss you.
I miss you.
Yay.
Dude, I totally really miss you.
I really fucking miss you.
I am alone all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm never alone. I am not alone right now. I have dogs at the door, a wife in the bedroom, kids in the hallway. I can't escape.
I feel you. I have a dog at the door right now. She's pawing.
Bastards.
Little bastards.
Oh, I have 2 dogs at the door.
Oh, fuck. You got me beat.
Oh, I think the wife's in here doing laundry. So I'm about to get yelled at.
Oh, well, that being said, it was a year of ups and downs, but
it was fun though.
It was fun. Cause we got,
it was better than 2020.
Oh, 2020 can go fuck itself, dude.
Yeah. Fuck 2020.
Fuck 2020.
Bring on 22.
Yeah. 2022.
I'm ready for the next bag of misery.
Ooh. One quick highlight in 2021, Captain James T. Kirk actually went to space.
That is true.
God, that is fucking cool.
He beat Han Solo.
He did. Oh shit.
That son of a bitch.
What do you
think? Casually.
Damn it. I don't This makes me got him.
He just heard it.
Oh my God. God damn it. That's good. What do you think, people? Was 2021 good to you? Or was it terrible? Which is Charles Barkley speak for terrible. Yeah.
Terrible even.
Let us know. And that's all I got.
Yeah. Let's get some coffee.
Let's get some.
Ah, shit. Wrong show.
Wrong show. all right. So this has been. Oh, wait. You do that. You got to do your fucking plug.
Fuck that shit.
Okay. Fuck it.
You can find us on all the social media outlets. That is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all those places at Bub and Gob Show. That's BUBANDGOBBZ Show.
You can also find us at therogerooster.com. That is therogerooster.com, where you can find links to our shows, merch, all other kinds of shit, and everyone else involved in the Rogue Rooster Media Group, LLC.
What up?
Yeah. With that being
later,
said.
Later, bitches.
Yeah, let's get some coffee. Ah, fuck. It's lost my eye.
Ah. Cut.
Oh, shit. Stop recording.